All right, we're here with one of our big speakers from the CCIM 10th Annual Outlook Conference here 2016 in Miami, Boris Kozulchyk. Boris, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here with you.
Now, Boris, you're one of the true real estate veterans here in town. Your focus is retail, right?
Correct.
Now, tell me a little bit about the retail market, because we've talked office, we've talked condo, but the real driving force in Miami-Dade County this year and next year, I think, is going to be retail, especially the type of retail that you specialize in. What are you seeing in the marketplace?
I'm seeing exuberance. Sometimes exaggerated in terms of some of the transactions that we see, because it starts becoming questionable as to the value of that are being paid, or the prices are being paid, considering the expected returns that you can have on that investment.
So in other words, it's tough to sell enough ice cream cones to cover the rent?
It is very difficult to do that. And that is creating in itself a filter for the type of tenants and the type of investors that we can actually count on for filling those spaces in the future.
So Boris, then a lot of these leases may actually be nothing more than trophy locations and advertising for the different retailers then. Is that what's going on?
Well, yes and no. Yes to a certain extent, except the money that usually gets involved in this kind of transactions is patient money. It's money is not looking to the next year or 2 years. It's looking at long-term, 5-10 years.
Some of the guys that did that here in our market made good bets. They bet on Lincoln Road, and I think that they cashed out.
Exactly. So what you're mentioning is
high five to my comrades.
Michael Comrades particularly.
Steve Patel's done pretty good, too.
Steve Patel has done well, and they're not the only two, but there are two good examples of brokers.
They're two friends of mine, so I want to give them their due. They are people I truly respect for their accomplishments.
And they should be, and you're in good company. I can tell. I consider them friends as well.
They're beautiful people. Now, Boris, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Where do you see the opportunities in retail in Miami-Dade County?
Urban development,
okay.
New areas, is finding the location that has the ability to provide something unique to itself, positioning, demographics, access, and perhaps something like Coconut Grove.
Ooh, I have my office there. I'd love Coconut Grove. Lots of high-end people moving in.
Exactly.
Still good access to all the neighborhoods.
Correct.
Great living area. And voids in the retail sector.
You have defined the perfect match.
Oh, boy. No, you and I are the perfect match, Boris. This is great. Boris, one last thing. Give us a takeaway on what you think about the Miami-Dade retail market in 2016.
I think it will continue to be a healthy one in general terms. There are areas which will be healthier than others, obviously, as nothing is completely equal in all markets, but I would expect a market that will continue growth. I think that the rates will stabilize somewhat, because I don't think we can go much higher, but I think the vacancy will remain low.
Well, Boris Kozulchyk, thank you so much for coming on the show and all the service you've given to our community. We truly appreciate you. You're one of our true gems in our community. Thank you so much for being on the show. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Well, we'll be back.
What a great show.
Oh, you're the best, Boris. Thank you for the promo. We'll be right back after this. That's my kind of endorsement.